Welcome to Mammon Audio. Jonathan writes, when I was 4 years old, my mother decided she would try to go back to work, even part-time, to earn a little extra money for the family. Of course, at that age I had still not started school, so there was a question of what to do with me. After doing some asking around locally, Mum got in touch with Mrs. Miller, a lady who lived a couple of streets away, who occasionally took in children. She wasn't actually a registered childminder, and to be honest, her home wasn't very child-friendly either, but I guess it was a case of any port in a storm. Whatever, it was decided that I would have a trial morning at Mrs. Miller's before my mother started looking for work. Mum chose the allure of a morning's shopping without me in tow for the occasion. We walked the short distance to Mrs. Miller's house, where I was dropped off and Mum went on to the bus stop to take a ride into town. As I said, Mrs. Miller's house was not very child-friendly. There weren't many toys. I think most of the kids she looked after brought their own, to be honest, and I was left to do a very boring jigsaw on my own while Mrs. Miller did some baking. I soon got tired of this and threw a little tantrum to myself, which resulted in me upending the jigsaw box and throwing all the pieces onto the floor. Mrs. Miller came in to see what was happening, and she was not happy. "That's a very naughty boy," she shouted, then added darkly, "I'll show you what happens to naughty boys in this house." She went over to the sideboard, opened a drawer and produced a 12-inch wooden ruler. She tapped it against the palm of her hand menacingly. "Take down your trousers and pants, and bend over," she ordered briskly. I knew I was going to be smacked, and started crying. "No use crying now," Mrs. Miller said sternly. "Pants down and bend over, this minute." With my eyes swimming with tears, I obeyed, slipping my lower clothes down to my ankles. "Hands on your knees, and stick your bottom out for me." I felt the cold draft from the open kitchen door waft across my bare bum, as Mrs. Miller came over to me and put a firm hand in my back to keep me in place. Then she gave me 6 really hard smacks with the ruler. It was quite a thick, heavy one and it produced just the right amount of sting for a little boy's bottom. Every time the wood met my buttocks, I let out a yell Mum could have heard in town, and at the end of the punishment, my face was a waterfall. After she had finished chastising me, Mrs. Miller knelt down beside me so she could look me in the eyes. "Are you going to be a good boy for me from now on, Jonathan?" she demanded. Of course, with my underpants still around my ankles and a stinging bottom, I would have promised her anything by then. Mrs. Miller then became much more maternal with me. She held me close and let me cry into her bosom for a while, then finally succeeded in shushing me. When my tears had stopped, she tenderly drew my underpants up around my newly smacked bottom, then replaced my trousers. When that was done, I was made pick up all the jigsaw pieces I had thrown on the floor. The ruler remained out and on display until I had completed my task, as a reminder. Then I began trying to do the puzzle again, now sitting rather less comfortably. "Everything all right?" Mum asked as she got back from the shops. "Well, I'm afraid there's been a smack bottom," Mrs. Miller said, and told my mother what had happened. Mum seemed a bit put out but said nothing. She put on my coat and we left for home, and I was worrying that I might be in for another spanking. When we did get home, after I had got my coat off, my mother called me over and took down my trousers and pants myself. But it appeared she only wanted to inspect my bottom. Again, she didn't say anything and sent me out to play, but I know from conversations I had with her once I was an adult that she had been very put out by my being smacked at Mrs. Miller's. "I used to have no compunction about giving you a sore bottom myself, as you know," she told me, "but I considered that only I had the right to do that." The upshot of the episode is that Mum decided to call off her job search, and in fact she didn't return to the world of work until much later, when I turned 10.